Finally, to a very different topic, if you've been staying up late at night and looking for something on the tube to keep you company, until last month your choices were Letterman, Conan, Jimmy Fallon, Craig Ferguson. Notice any similarities there? Well, so did the actress and comedian Monique.
For the babies out there, Aniki, understand, baby. I understand when you open up them history books and you keep saying, wait a minute, where are we? And the only time you see us in the history book is in shackles and chains. Then when you see us only from February 1st to the 28th. Well, that just don't work well with my system. So we're going to start having Black History Month right now, today.
Monique launched her late-night show weeknights in early October on BET with a promise to bring a new perspective to late-night television, and she isn't the only one. Wanda Sykes is coming to Fox starting this Saturday with a weekly program. Sykes is not only an African-American woman, she's also a lesbian and mother of twins.
You know, people ask me why I'm doing late-night TV. Well, now whenever we ask our friends to come over, you know, they want to know, are the babies going to be there? I'm like, of course the baby's going to be there. They're like, oh, well, we can't make it. I got to go give blood. So clearly I had no choice but to find another place to hang out. So this is my home away from home.
And Latino entertainer George Lopez will be joining the fray, too.
Hey, this is George Lopez, and today's topic is one of my favorites. It's race.
Hey, George, my best friend Pedro married a white girl, and now he doesn't want to hang out with the boys. What happened?
Listen, if I scored myself a white woman, I wouldn't want to hang out with a dude with a goatee and a backward hat anyways. So the thing to do is go get yourself one, all right? They're all over the place, dude. They're on the malls, also Office Max and Staples.
Well, alrighty then. Joining me to talk about these new shows on late night on the late night scene are Damien Holbrook of TV Guide. He's writer of the Guide's weekly hot list, and Elon James White. He's a comedian, writer, and host of the web series This Week in Blackness. Gentlemen, welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Damien, of course, this isn't Monique, Wanda, George Lopez, one of the first people of color to have programs on late night television. Arsenio Hall had a program in the 80s. What happened to him?
Well, he kind of peaked. You know, he really burned bright when he first started, and that was a place for everybody to go. It was a destination show. But then there was a kind of a lack of sincerity, a disingenuous, you know, feeling to it, and people kind of tuned out. You know, it kind of played itself out.
And, of course, there have been other hosts of color, Whoopi Goldberg, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Magic Johnson, all had runs on late-night television. In fact, I had to look that up because I didn't remember all of that. But why do you think they didn't do particularly well?
You know, I'm surprised that the Whoopi Goldberg show didn't take off just because she's so good with the crowd. But some of the others, they just didn't have that energy. They don't have that chemistry. The Magic Johnson show was just so poorly produced. He didn't have that connection. He wasn't comfortable on camera. You know, it was a bad fit. He and Late Night were not good. And the Chris Rock show, I think he was just a little too edgy for Middle America to pull in the ratings.
Okay, Elon, what's your take on this?
I mean, all the shows, a lot of the shows that failed were because of like a lack of authenticity. Like when Arsenio Hall first came out, everyone really felt it was the show. It was a real show. Like, everyone's like, yeah, Arsenio, woo! But then, like as you said, it got played out. But those other shows actually started out kind of played out to begin with.
Well, what does that mean? obviously, this is a matter of taste and one's we think is funny is you know, we all have our own opinion. But what does that mean to you?
For example, the Chappelle show was very authentic. Like it from the beginning, like he always made jokes that this show was about to go off the air at any moment, because the fact is that he was doing what he thought was funny. Where he wasn't going in like, we need to get the best ratings ever. It's like, we're gonna do what we think is funny and then see what happens. Let's hopefully no one will sue us.
It was a high wire act, sort of. Do you
right.
think? Well, Damien, what do you think about that? And I'm also interested in your take on, you know, we are highlighting the identities of these three performers as people of color. Mm-hmm. But I think they obviously use that question. In Wanda's case, she also talks about her sexual orientation, which was something
right.
she only made public a couple of years ago. But they may see themselves primarily as comics. But I am interested in this whole question of how, to what degree they bring their identities to the fore and build a mass audience with that. And also, I just want to mention, of course, you know, Monique made a joke at the beginning. We played in the clip that we played about how the black people only see themselves in, you know, the history books and shackles and chains. Well, you know, I would edit that to say, duh, they're in the White House too. So, so it isn't the only place you can see black people on TV these days, clearly. And, you know, but.
No, I think there's an African-American kid on 90210.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's right. You know, like there's not a huge, you know, presence on television right now. But I don't think that any of the networks or the executives are looking at bringing these guys into late night as our chance for diversity. I really think in the way that you set this up, I think they've run out of funny old white guys, you know, and they have to go find new blood, whether they're Latino, African-American, woman, gay, lesbian, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're looking at their bottom line and who's going to bring in some ratings. Ooh. And Monique, obviously, right now is smoking hot with Precious coming up. And Wanda Sykes continually delivers with her HBO specials. So you look at these two women and you think, well, they would be really safe bets. And Lopez, his show ran for a lot longer than it probably should have on ABC. So obviously he's got an audience that he can bring to this thing.
Okay. Elon, what do you think?
I first of all, I don't think they ever run out of old white men. There's always someone out there that they could put on a show. What's happening right now is that as it's been happening since, especially since Obama came to the forefront here, a lot of people are scrambling for blackness or diversity because like, oh, look, it looks like we're becoming more diverse. We need to make magic now. We need to put some more color out there. And that's why it's not like a big we want people to be happy and see themselves on television. Like you said, it is about ratings. They want to see if they can catch on to right now the feelings that everyone have about being all diverse and happy and joyous. And that's why they're throwing out the Moniques. I mean, but Monique is on BET. That's not exactly being very diverse there. But like with George Lopez, I believe he's on TBS. They're trying to catch that magic in a bottle, basically, which they tried with D.L. Hughley on CNN. They tried with David Alan Greer on Comedy Central. It's an attempt to get that market that's obviously not being served, like the hole that was left with the Chappelle Show and things like that.
So, okay, so Monique is on BET,
right.
Lopez is on TBS,
right.
And who is, as you mentioned, did have a network. A sitcom, and Wanda Sykes is weekly airs Saturdays on Fox. And so does that mean something? And she was heavily promoted during the World Series, by the way. So it isn't. It seems clear that the network is making an effort to promote that program. So,
oh, definitely. Especially, I mean, you think she's also got this role on The New Adventures of Old Christine. So they kind of want to remind people, like, this woman's on our network, too. And what the one thing about all three of these hosts also is they probably are the most likely to say things that will get people talking. None of these three ever really hold their tongues.
Go ahead, Elon. But, you know, can I ask you this, though? There was this interesting conversation around the time of the inauguration about, in fact, one of the late night hosts actually did a skit about that. Is can you make fun of Obama? Mm-hmm. And are you sort of crossing some line? And obviously Saturday Night Live got some attention when they have an actor, Fred Armisen, who is biracial but not part African American,
right.
in essentially in blackface portraying Obama. There was some kerfuffle around that, but can you do you think the expectation is that these artists, because they are artists of color, will somehow be edgier around Obama or more take more chances in talking about Obama than they would if they were white? And I'd like to hear from both of you. Elon, what do you think?
I don't really think there. It's the edgy factor. I mean, I know people keep being freaked out about the idea of making fun of Obama. And the fact is that you can make fun of Obama when Obama does dumb things. Like there's no line of that you can't cross in making a joke about Obama. But I don't think they were brought on to be that, like, oh well, they're of color, so they can say things that the white people can't say. The big thing with Armisen on SNL was that he also does a horrendous Obama impression. Perhaps if it was funny, it would be like, oh, they know that's fine. But it's like, at this point, he's not even trying. He's just talking, and it's like, why are you Obama? Like, it doesn't make sense at all.
And just to clarify, it was Jimmy Kimmel who I was thinking of, who did the skit at this black barbershop saying, sort of testing out his jokes. I don't know how you felt about it. I thought it was funny. But Damien, what do you think about that?
You know, I know that Wanda Sykes has been very open about she plans on defending the president. I mean, she's ready to take on the conservatives, and her show's going to have more of that Bill Maher feel, where it's going to have a political edge, it's going to have the roundtable concept, but she's determined to kind of, you know, champion Obama. I think Lopez will probably have more fun poking at the president. And Monique, her show isn't really, it doesn't have that vibe. It doesn't have that political
vibe. It's more like a party.
It's more like a party. And yeah. Lopez's show, I mean, his set looks like a street fair. So there's going to be a lot more fun there, but his stuff has always been, he always goes into that immigration stuff and borders and things like that. And you can't avoid the political speech when you do.
Well, that's interesting because Lopez actually campaigned for Obama. So that'll be interesting. There are a number of performers in evidence at the Denver convention, but and some actively campaigned. I know that Wanda Sykes, of course, has been a defender and supporter of the president. Okay, finally, Elin, we only have 30 seconds left. What do these hosts need to do to be successful?
Be funny. That in the end, I mean, like if you do what you do and you're funny at what you do, then hopefully it will hold water. Okay. And there's not much else they can do.
Okay, Damien, very briefly, you, what do they need to do to succeed?
I completely agree. They need to be funny. I don't care what their color is, what their race is, who they sleep with. They need to be funny and bring on some good guests.
All right. Damien Holbrook of TV Guide joined us from Philadelphia. Elin James White came to us from New York City. Gentlemen, I thank you both.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.